Now, allegations of sexual abuse by leaders in the Boy Scouts have been known about for several years and have been the basis of several lawsuits. But a few new developments have brought the issue to the forefront, and victims are being encouraged to come forward now, in part because of changing laws in some states, making it possible to bring civil suits and criminal charges. Joseph De Avila is a reporter at The Wall Street Journal, has been following the story. Joseph, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Can you tell us about this release of information from a law firm about allegations of abuse at the Boy Scouts of America?
Sure. So we had a law firm recently come forward and disclose some information regarding allegations of abuse with the Boy Scouts. And so what happened was there was an unrelated lawsuit that was happening in Minnesota where a person by the name of Janet Warren, she's a professor of psychiatry at the University of Virginia. She was hired by the Boy Scouts to examine the organization's database of volunteers and members that have been suspected of violating its policies. And basically, these people have been taken out of the Boy Scouts. And this information dates back decades. So in a court case, she testified that her team had identified more than 12,000 victims and nearly 18,000 people who were on this list that the Boy Scouts kept, and they have been referred to as the perversion files. And so a lot of these people were accused of sexually abusing Boy Scouts. And this is going back, I believe, as far as the 1960s.
And now we've got this question of why now. There's a change in laws in a couple states, New York and New Jersey, that might make it possible for people, for victims to come forward and sue where they couldn't have previously, right?
That's correct. Both of those states have recently passed laws that will include this so-called look-back provision, where these alleged incidents that took place that may have been time-barred because of statute of limitations, they're opening up these temporary windows where people will now be able to sue. They'll be able to sue the alleged perpetrator, and they would be able to sue the organization that perpetrator belonged to. So in this case, the Boy Scouts themselves, the organization, could be named in a lawsuit. And so in addition to these states, you have other states like California and Pennsylvania, where they're also considering similar laws. And because of all this attention, a lot more victims are coming forward and are showing interest in bringing lawsuits.
Now, these laws will also relate, as I understand it, to the Catholic Church. A lot of the scandal in the Catholic Church was the idea that, okay, a priest might be caught or reported abusing a young church member in one place and then moved somewhere else and then repeating that behavior again. Are there indications or allegations that that has happened in the Boy Scouts? So we've stopped you from being a scoutmaster in one place, but you pick up and do it again somewhere else.
Well, this is something that the Boy Scouts themselves have denied. They say that basically that once a person gets put on this list, they are removed from the Boy Scouts, and they say that they have a very low threshold for removing people, and it's not even if they've been accused of a crime or if they've even been convicted. Sometimes even if they're allegations that they violated internal Boy Scouts policies, the Boy Scouts say they remove these folks.
There have been lawsuits previous to this, right, against Boy Scouts of America, now called, I think, Scouts BSA. What have we seen in terms of lawsuits against the organization?
We've seen several. We've seen many that have been going out throughout the years, and a lot of those lawsuits kind of paved the way for some of the information that we now know in terms of the records that the Boy Scouts were keeping on these alleged perpetrators. A lot of the information came out in those court cases where the court ordered them to release a lot of this information. And so a lot of these files have been in the public domain, available through the courts, since around 2012. And since then, there have been even more people that have come forward. And as these new laws either taking place in places like New York or New Jersey, or as other places consider changing their laws, even more people are considering filing litigation against the Boy Scouts.
We're talking to Joseph De Avila from The Wall Street Journal. He's a U.S. news reporter there, talking about lawsuits against the Boy Scouts, more likely down the road, accusations of abuse at the organization.
Talk about, Joseph, the wider response from the Boy Scouts to these accusations. What kind of things have they said about their organization and how they try to protect the boys in the organization?
Well, they've said that they've taken numerous actions to ensure that children are kept safe. In a recent conference call with reporters, they noted that in the last year, in 2018, that they were only aware of 5 allegations of sexual abuse, and they say this is much lower than what you see out in the general public or general society. And so, and the other thing that they note is that this database that they've kept of these perpetrators, alleged perpetrators, many people are put on this list just for even being suspected of violating Boy Scout policy. And they say that keeping this list and having this list of people who even come close to violating policy has kept kids safe.
And I understand the organization itself is looking at filing bankruptcy. What's behind that?
Well, they are getting hit with just so many lawsuits that it's becoming a little bit difficult for the organization to manage. And this does pose a threat to the future of the organization. So given the large number of lawsuits that they are facing and more that could be on the way, they are considering filing bankruptcy. And this would basically allow for a more kind of orderly process. It would temporarily halt future lawsuits. So once this happens, no more lawsuits would be able to be filed for a while. And then a judge would oversee the process, which would include searching for more victims, either through ad campaigns and mailings. So this would allow more people to come forward and would create a more orderly process for them to get their day in court. And in the long run, it could be easier for victims to receive compensation through this process. And for the Boy Scouts, it allows them to have this all under one roof to deal with these rather than dealing with hundreds of individual lawsuits all over the country.
And now the clock is ticking. These laws in New York and New Jersey, you mentioned there's a 1-year period where people can file lawsuits and kind of exempt themselves in a way from statutes of limitations. When do those laws start kicking into effect?
In New York, they take effect in August. And in New Jersey, the governor there who said he will sign the legislation, but that's still pending, that would go into effect in December. And yes, it would create these temporary windows that would allow anyone to bring forward a lawsuit no matter what time period the alleged abuse occurred. In addition to that, there's also some other expansions in those states of statute of limitations that victims would be able to still bring lawsuits even after those temporary windows have ended. It's going to vary by state, and it's going to vary by the age of the victim.
And so do you expect to see, as we wrap up, a lot of lawsuits once those laws start coming online?
Absolutely. Even now, I've already spoken with a team of attorneys that have already reached over 200 victims who have shown interest in filing lawsuits. And these are people who are all over the country, not just in these states where they've changed the laws. So there is definitely interest that's being expressed out there from people, for victims that want to move forward and try to get their day in court. And it's happening all over the country.
Joseph, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Joseph Theavila is a reporter at the Wall Street Journal. He joined us to talk about why the issue of sexual abuse of children enrolled in the Boy Scouts is back in the news and what might happen in the next few months as we've been hearing some states' new laws kick into effect, ending the statute of limitations on civil and criminal charges, and other states around the country consider similar laws related to sexual abuse when cases can be filed in criminal and civil courts. We'll be watching that story in the months to come.